Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today with me and Tell Del is Russell Harris. Russell's out of New York. Interestingly enough, out of New York by Texas, via Texas, started in Dallas, went to San Antonio, then moved out to New York. And he's got an interesting story how he has retired his mother by investing in real estate over the last couple of years, and we want to get him in here as quick as possible and get to his story. Russell, welcome to the show.
Hey, Del. Great to be here.
Glad you could make it, and wanted to just get with you here because I didn't pre-talk to you today, and I want one question I did want to ask, and I'm going to go ahead and ask it right up front. You retired your mother in how long did it take?
Between 3 and 4 years, it kind of, you know, all of her expenses were taken care of from our passive income within about 3 years, to where it was a comfortable amount with plenty left over. You know, maybe another year or two at the same growth rate that we were doing.
Well, it's an interesting story, the way you tell it, because when you put it together, it's such that your mom was there, didn't have enough money to retire, and you know, she was in peril of losing her job, and yet you were able to take a small amount of money and invest it wisely and end up, you know, replacing her income. So that's a good thing. But the one that really caught me was the further down in your profile here was the fact that you woke up one day and from having a small amount of money that neither you nor your mother could retire on, you wake up one day and you've got over $1 million net worth. How did you feel when that happened?
We were just taken aback. I still remember calling her, like, hey, guess what? We're millionaires. And she, you know, we've been working really, really hard over the years and in, you know, in different various things and in growing the real estate business. And we hadn't looked at the financials too much. We were just focused on, you know, doing the model and tenants and things. And we were just like, wow. You know, we don't feel any different, but we, you know, we're the same people, but it just sort of happened. That's amazing. And, you know, it really, even today, hasn't really sunk in that, wow, and what we thought would take in the normal kind of business model of saving and putting, you know, 5-10% of your money away in the stock market and just hoping and praying it goes up, that maybe in 40 years you might get $1 million, that it happened to us. And yeah, in such a short period of time, we were just, you know, just speechless then, and even now, I'm thinking about it. You know, it's been a few years, but you know, it's still kind of sinking in that we really are in a comfortable financial position where we're just out really enjoying life and not worrying about that aspect anymore. We're still growing it and making sure that's you know, that's going to continue and be there, but it's not something that keeps us awake or that really worries us or anything like that. It's just a huge So you can't say it enough, the just huge difference in just mindset and just overall just happiness in life and outlook on everything.
Well, now that I've dropped the big M on everybody to get them interested in your story, we need to go and start back at the beginning. You're just a young guy, and you picked this up at a very early age. You started working hard, saving your money. Pretty much the same story that I had, so I'm going to let you tell your story and pick it up from, you know, before all this, any of this started, when you thought you were going to make it the normal way.
Right. You know, I've heard you say this multiple times on the radio show, and this very much describes me, that I was living kind of a life of quiet desperation. You know, I was doing everything that you were supposed to do, and you were told that this is the formula for success. You know, I went to the university and I got a degree in engineering, and then I went and got my first entry level job, and it was a decent amount of money at the time for me without any big expenses. But you know, I remember very, very quickly, this would be 2007, right before the crash, but And I remember even then looking, you know, everyone says save a certain percentage of your income, you know, don't take on a big amount of consumer debt. And then you have to go and put in some calculators and kind of predict, all right, in the next 30, 40, 50 years, what's going to be your rate of return? What's inflation? When are you going to die? And it's just, you're like, oh my goodness, how am I supposed to know any of this? And so you play with any, you know, and I had a number in my head, how would I feel comfortable that, in that business model, if that was just my savings amount, you know, how much of that could I comfortably subtract every year before, you know, and then make that last over 10, 20, 30 years before I die. And frankly, Dale, the prospect was abysmal. I was, you know, you have to, at that time when you're just out of university, you know, your frame of mind and time frame is literally just a semester at a time for major goals and things. You're not thinking in years and decades. And so I remember thinking, okay, I haven't even worked a year, and this seems like a long time, and now I have to, it's going to take 40 or 50 years to reach those financial goals.
That's a good point I've never heard before, but that is a great point. When you come out of college, you are thinking semester to semester. Now, all of a sudden, we got to talk about 50, 60 years of our life. That's a great point. So you came out, and you did start out that way. How long did it take before you decided that wasn't going to work? And, by the way, I think there was a little bit of a problem in there somewhere that probably sped that decision up.
Yep, it was. Yeah, 1 year later, 2008 happened. So I remember I maxed out my 401k, I maxed out my IRA, and then very next year I lost. You know, and it was very aggressive. You know, it was like, you know what? I heard real estate's good. I'm going to invest in some REITs. I'm going to put some money, you know, in the tech industry. So I'm going to put money in tech and everything else, and try and be diversified, or diversified, as you taught me. And I really like that. And, you know, the very next year, I lost well over half my money. It might have been three quarters of it, just gone. And that was a huge just slap in the face of how am I even gonna get 40 or 50 years from now if I'm losing everything now?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you sit here, and I'm just thinking about this, here's a kid comes on and says, look, I bought a couple houses, and a few years later, I'm a millionaire. And I think it's $1.5 million you said your net worth was on this. And they got to be sitting there going, oh, my God, this has to be a lie. This has to be a Ponzi scheme. And they're hearing it for the first time. And you've got to think about what it's like to be sitting there going, you know, I've got to get up and go to work every day and to work my butt off the rest of my life. And this guy's talking about making $1 million in just a couple of years and being done. You got the frustration. The living that life of quiet desperation is so true for so many people out there. You came in a little skeptical, like most people do, and I would say should when you hear stuff like what we're saying. What changed your mind? Was it the 2 day? Where did you get the information necessary to see that this made sense?
It was definitely the 2 day workshop. So, you know, this day starts off of just changing your belief system and why. You know, it really helped just to address why do I have a lot of these beliefs about money and different things, and you really articulated it because that's all you were exposed to is what your parents and your boss and your teachers and everyone else, that's the business model that they're running their life and their finances by, and you just haven't exposed anything else. And so seeing you really, really break it down and show a different way of thinking, and this is what Now we're going from a poor middle-class mindset to here's what the wealthy and super wealthy, this is how they think of money and wealth and things like that. Just blew my mind. And, you know, at that point I was just open to all of the other information coming. And it was, you know, every doubt that I had, well, what about it's you know, tenants, toilets, taxes? How do I screen tenants? They're going to, you know, maybe I'll make a little money, but they're just going to ruin my house after. You know, and I'm going to lose everything. And, you know, you hear these horror stories from other people that have tried real estate on their own, or maybe they inherited a home, and they want nothing to do with it. And you really showed, nope, here's how you mitigate that risk, and here's how you manage it. Here's how you manage the rehab, everything. So just anything that any kind of skepticism that kept coming up throughout the day, you really just addressed head on. And what really did it for me is, okay, now we're going to show real live deals available right now today on MLS. And we're going to put numbers on them, show what it's going to cost to buy them, to rehab it. And then even, you know, the thing that even got me even more is then you showed, you know, what if we go and, you know, use the concepts of more leverage or hard money. And that was it. I couldn't take it anymore. It's like, I need to do this immediately. And that was it. We went and after that, and we didn't know, did we want to do homes in San Antonio where my mom was, or Dallas where I was. We met with both the mentors in both offices. I still remember meeting with Terry Gibbler and Lynn Merle the first times and really showing my goals and things. And they were like, all right, you know, here's your goal. Here's how long it'll take. Here's how we can help you. And just, you know, even then saying, you know, this isn't something that's a matter of decades. This is a few years that you can achieve this. Was really just a completely different way of thinking for us. And so, you know, within a few months, we identified a deal. It happened to be in San Antonio. And, you know, even then, you talk about your very first deal that you did, that there was a lot of resistance to any little change or counter offer or anything. You're like, nope, that's it. I can't do the deal. You know, that in some ways there's a lot of parallels in my first deal. So I remember it was with a realtor. I did my very first deal with him, and I remember the house was it was a foreclosure, and they were listing it for $70,000. And they said, you know what? I think we can bid $65,000. You know, and then we'll go get three bids for contractors. We'll go look at everything. We'll get all the comps, and you're going to make well over 30% rate of return. And it was just crazy. I remember putting in that offer and just so much, and he's like, you know what, are you ready? You guys are good, this is great, but let's do it. And the whole team was just behind us the whole way. From, you know, before that, so we were on the cash method before that, so even the concept of a mortgage or a hard money loan, you know, everything before that, I grew up in modest homes that my mother was able to buy in cash or cars in cash. So any of that was just, all right, you know, now this is ours, and we're trusting the system and the rate of returns and everything. This is going to make the huge difference in our life. And just having all of that backing behind us made everything. And, I think it's, you know, you've said this many times, but, you know, your first few deals is when you're really going to blow up the mentors at the office with all of your questions, concerns, and every little thing that comes up. And then after that, you're very comfortable with your competence and confidence in the area that you've done this a number of times. You know, little things might come up here or there, but that's just part of it. And you're equipped and mature enough to handle it. And really with that, so after the first deal, which was the toughest, we went and we're like, oh my goodness, this worked out as exactly as Dell said. You know, what's next? What else can we do? How fast? You know, we did four more that year. So we did five total our first year. And, you know, once you get that momentum, it's hard to stop.
Well, 5 in 1 year is a really good start. And I know myself, I did four in a row right away within 2 months. And that gives you so much momentum from that point forward. And as we work into this next segment here, we're going to get together and talk about some of these numbers that of profits that you've made in general. You've listed them down here so we can go through, and we'll get through that a little bit. And I also want to get to, again, something about how you decided that you had to take care of your mother, because, you know, the best plans made in the world always run into something that comes along the way that just sort of knocks the bejeebers out of them sometimes. And you were put in a situation where no matter how hard you were putting together your future and your plan, something came up that forced you to take over someone else's problem. So we'll cover that when we get back. We'll be right back with Russell Harris and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, day in and day out, looking for a new solution? Well, today you can take action to retire in 5 years or less. How? Passive income through real estate investing. And the team to help you? Lifestyles Unlimited. For more than 33 years, our team of successful educators and mentors teach folks just like you the roadmap to retirement through real estate. Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited, known for the systems and support to help you real estate retire, just like Chad and Lisa.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today with this introductory offer for $297, the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Russell Harris, a gentleman out of New York who has been doing this since 2000 and let's see what the earliest date was here, 2013 it looks like he started and got involved here with Lifestyles, and now he's got 27 houses and three apartment complexes, or two apartment complexes, I think, and he's gone through a lot. So, Russell, you still with me?
Yep, I'm still here, Del.
All right. Let's, I got a quick question. Don't want you to run on this one, because then I want to get into some other stuff.
Okay.
But the next question is, tell everybody what happened and why you had to come to your mom's financial rescue. Just so everybody out there realizes that stuff happened.
So a year and a half into our growing our single family portfolio. Now my mom's 66 at this time, and she loses her job. And you know, that's a really, really uncertain time at that age. She didn't know, you know, is she still employable? That you know, she was planning on being near retirement and maybe going to have a few more years, but there was a lot of uncertainty. And the truth of the matter was, in savings, she just had a few hundred thousand dollars. And so how long is that going to last you? But then we started looking at the real estate that we just started building. You know, we'd been building up, so we had seven homes at the time, and we had just over $3,000 a month in passive income, which, you know, that's cash in your pocket every month. So, you know, an equivalent, you know, pre-tax income that might be $4,000 or $5,000 a month, which is a decent amount of money in San Antonio, Texas, if you have low expenses. And so we were like, you know what, you're fine. You don't have to worry about any money. We can take care. You know, you're going to be taken care of. You're not going to have to dip into any of your savings or worry about, you know, stress about finding a new job or anything. You know what? Why don't we just focus on this for you full time and just really, really, really grow it? And it's been doing so well now. Let's really make it into something and you know, really change the course of you know, our lives and our family and, you know, and anyone else, friends and anyone that comes across, that we kind of sing the praises of Lifestyles and what it's done for us.
So somewhere along the line, you guys became less conservative and more aggressive. And eventually, you refinanced the cash out of your mother's home. That had to have been a scary situation. But since then, you've gone on and done two more refinances and pulled out hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars from the real estate you already owned and some money from your mother's house. How did that feel, that first refinance, going deeper into debt?
It took some convincing on my mom's side, because it was her, you know, this is her safety net. In her late 60s, her paid in full home. You know, we just had to go back to, you know, Del really points out that a paid in full home isn't security. You still have liability of taxes, HOA, utilities. So it's really just debt equity. How do we get at it and really kind of leverage it and continue on? So we kind of went back and forth and decided, you know what? You know, what are the mortgage rates now? You know, for a cash out refinance, and they were under 4%. Well, at this time, we're making well over 20% cash on cash on any real estate deal. So our hurdle rate is so low to make that make sense. And so after a while, it was a no brainer, and we took that money, and we bought at least five more homes, between 5 and 10. I don't know the exact number, but it was a significant amount. the little debt that was put on our home, that how we were able to leverage that out, made such a huge difference for us.
I'd say, man, you guys got all the way up to 27 homes. Somewhere along the line, you decided to try something different. Tell us how that came about. How did you decide to get into passive deals? That's a completely different direction. It's both multifamily and it's letting somebody else do the work. Tell us how that change came about.
You know, when you hit us, you know, the single family homes, our model was, because I was, you know, helping her remote find deals and do the numbers. And then she was really the boots on the ground. So she was meeting the contractors. She is meeting the tenants, the realtors, looking at deals, things like that. And, you know, we were looking at growth. This is, you know, we have 27 homes, and we know Dell at one point had well over 100. But, you know, she's thinking, well, I have to drive 30 minutes to this side of town, 45 minutes here, 30 minutes here. And it's not taking up a lot of her time, but she just thinks, you know, well, I do want to start enjoying retirement a little more and truly being more passive and living, you know, kind of living in that way. Well, let's, you know, we've been to the case studies. We've seen everything. Let's go and look at some of the passive deals. You know, we've met some of the leads in the various offices in Dallas and Central Texas. And, you know, let's see what they have coming up. And so, you know, very, very, very quickly, we saw that, you know, the leads are very, very active in the Texas area now nationally. And so we had a few things that we analyzed and compared and talked about. You know, what are we interested in, more, you know, a yield play or value play? And we thought for where she was, we wanted more of a yield play. Because, again, we're looking for monthly cash flow to take care of her expenses and then have that extra to grow our business. And so we found one that just really fit that box and criteria for our needs. And so, you know what, we're going to go and give this lead with a proven track record some money. And you know what, we're going to sit back and just collect the mailbox money, as we call it, you know, every quarter. And we'll still be growing our wealth and our cash flow, but this won't take any extra, you know, of our time. Even though it wasn't taking a lot of time, you know, this isn't any extra time on ours, except, you know, reading the financials and depositing money. And that sound, at that time, that just sounded like a great trade-off for us.
Russell, your mother's still here in Texas, I take it?
Yes, she's born and raised in San Antonio, and she's still there now.
All right, so now that you've got this experience up and down the lines here, 27 houses, 3 apartment complexes, what's a young guy like you going to do? What's your plan for the future here?
You know, after getting a taste of the returns of being a passive investor and making the same amount of money or more in the long run, I'd really like to look at, you know, putting our, you know, eventually transferring over our single family all to passive, and then looking at kind of the next thing. So, you know, my mom's already retired and really enjoying herself, and, you know, really for me, it's to free that up to, you know, does it make sense to go want to be a lead, or do I want to travel, or are there some other hobbies or things that, you know, maybe I was putting off, or it was something that I thought maybe I wouldn't be able to take this up for a number of years or decades just based on time. And it's really just getting back that time.
Yeah, the one thing I would caution you, though, is to get with your consultant or your mentor and look at the tax ramification of going all passive. Right now, because you have a mix, you get to write everything off against your earned income. Excess depreciation, excess losses, anything that you have, you get to take it over and write it against your earned income, probably, if it's all done right, if you've done this right.
Yeah,
but if you get to be totally passive, then all you get to write off is that income that comes from that passive deal. Any excess of that passive deal, you could not use. You would have to keep that for future passive income to write it off against. So you want to look at that. There's some relevance to wanting to keep some of your single family houses, or if not, take the single family houses and par it down into one apartment complex, maybe, you know, one small apartment that you have a manager run, maintenance person, whole bit, which again, then your mother doesn't have to be driving all over the place. I mean, there's somebody there running it for her. And maybe she goes over once a week just to see the place, just to make her feel like it's still there.
Absolutely.
You know, didn't run away from home.
You just reminded me of the discussion I had with our accountant earlier this year that, As I was thinking, you know, we're probably going to slow down on the single family purchases and move more to passive and multifamily. And you know, I got kind of used to year over year having a large amount of you know, accelerated depreciation and amortization expenses that really make this all tax free and goes against my earned income. And I said, you know what, you know, what's our position the next few years? And he was like, look, you guys have so much, you've really purchased them in the right way, that you're good for many, 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 many years if you bought nothing else, that all of this is going to be tax free. Now, of course, we're not going to stop. But that was just really, really something that he said, if you just stopped now and did nothing, all of this is going to be tax free for many, many years to come until you have to worry about it. And that's just, you know, think of where we started to now is just even those times, you know, and you said it when I went to the 2-day years ago, but I'm still taken aback by all of that no, this is really possible. And this is we're really living that life and having financial results that we thought really wasn't for us. That was for those other people or the people on TV or on Shark Tank or so on. It's just been amazing.
I'm sorry. When you said Shark Tank, I was thinking, nah. The guys in Shark Tank are working their behinds off. They're going to work and they've got their little businesses and they get up and they go and they struggle. And like the Shark Tank guys say, starting your own business is quitting a full-time job to work 2 full-time jobs to make half the money you made with a full-time job. That's what starting your own business is. This is quite a bit different than that, so I just laughed at the Shark Tank reference. I don't see the parallel there, but that's okay. The idea of being entrepreneurial is the same, and we are going that direction. So at this point right now, what are you doing out there in New York? You got a job, I take it?
Still in corporate America, but you know, now since I'm less chasing after titles or income, I'm really going after jobs that I'm passionate about. So, you know, I got my start in software development, software engineering, and it's really, you know, that's kind of my passion and my art is taking something that in my mind or my brain that doesn't exist and creating it. And building it from scratch and putting it in a way that delivers value for you know, other people and maybe simplifies through various different technological ways or automation or stuff. And it's allowed me to worry less about you know, do I need to chase a different job every few years or income or things like that. And it's now only, you know, be very guarded to only take the projects and the things that I'm passionate about, that I want to get behind, that is really just so much fun for me.
Well, you know, if you took $200,000, turned it into $1.5 million over a 4 or 5 year period of time, you think about that. Now that you have equity and net worth of $1.5 million, let's say you take $1 million of it and you do that again, you're talking about, you know, having $10 million in the next 5 years if you get the same kind of growth rate that you had before. Now, past, you know, whatever that saying is, they keep themselves from getting sued over on the radio. You know, past results do not, you know, predict future results. We all know that. But the point behind it, the theory is, hey, you know, this growth is going to continue to grow at some rate. And at some point, you're going to have enough income. You're going to have that decision to work if you want. And then whatever it is you do is going to just be a work of passion completely. You know, you won't need the income. The income will be extra. You'll be doing it because you want to go out there and create and do something. And I think that's really the ultimate. How about your mom? Has she started traveling yet? Is she getting closer to that, living the life that she wanted?
We're slowly getting her into that because, you know, she was really just living, you know, the last 10 years conservatively and worried about money. So we got her to Disney World in Florida last year, and then earlier this year she got to go to Disneyland with the grandkids in Los Angeles, and then I'm still trying to get her on into New York. So, you know, she's from Texas, from San Antonio, so she wants to come when there's snow. She wants to see. She doesn't realize when you live in a place that's snowing, you're not that excited about it, but when you never see any in San Antonio, you want to go in and see it somewhere else. So we'll see about that. So
I want to thank you for coming on, sharing your story with everybody. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.